It's Friday, November 25th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. President Barack Obama's Thanksgiving message issued to the nation yesterday made a veiled reference to homosexuality. In this clip, listen carefully at the end to his remark that we give thanks that we can, quote, love as we please, unquote.
In America, we are bound not by any one race or religion, but rather an adherence to a common belief that all of us are created equal, that we may think and worship and speak and love as we please, that the gift of democracy is ours and ours alone to nurture and to protect.
A Lifeway research survey found that 63% of Americans are still thanking God this Thanksgiving. Only half of millennials say they thank God. Americans are most thankful for family, health, personal freedom, and friends. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, "But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." We're thankful for victory over sin, death, and hell. NBC reports that at least 50 major stores did not open for business on Thanksgiving. Home Depot, Costco, REI, and IKEA were among those that kept the holiday for their employees this year. A 7.0 earthquake was recorded off the coast of El Salvador in Central America yesterday. Thank God there were no reports of damage or loss of life. Central American countries are reporting a rise in migrants leaving for America. The word on the street is get into America before Donald Trump gets into office. Reuters reports that 410,000 people have been detained at the United States-Mexican border in fiscal year 2016, most coming from Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. The City Council in Genoa Township, Michigan, has denied a request for a Christian school to locate in a local church facility. After the Zoning Commission approved the move, the City Council nixed it. First Liberty Institute claims this move on the part of the city threatens the existence of the Christian school in that community. The case is now before the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. World Magazine has chosen Lyle Sheldon for their 2016 Daniel of the Year. He's managing director for Australia's Christian Lobby, and he's smack dab in the middle of the battle for marriage in one of the last Western nations standing. Australia has yet to approve of homosexual marriage, although the Labour and Green parties are inching toward that end. The homosexuals won an important battle on November 7th when they fought back a popular vote on the matter in Parliament. It was a 33-29 vote. A Texas senator is championing a bill to require public schools provide access to parents of their children's school records. Senate Bill 242 would allow parents access to health records, grades, disciplinary records, and psychological records. Senator Connie Burton's bill is considered an attempt to salvage parental rights for families whose kids attend public schools. What will Trump's policies look like once he's inaugurated? Liberals and conservatives alike are taking a wait-and-see attitude. On the eve of the election, Donald Trump said, quote, "Real change begins with immediately repealing and replacing Obamacare," unquote. Now he told the Wall Street Journal that, quote, "either Obamacare will be amended or repealed and replaced," noting that he likes certain provisions in Obamacare, quote, "very much," unquote. Matthew 5:37 says, "All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one." Fox News reports that on-duty law enforcement deaths throughout the nation are up over last year by 67%, with 120 deaths so far. However, the numbers are not approaching the total deaths for 2011, which exceeded 170. Also, the average annual law enforcement deaths exceeded 190 through the 1980s. The last 10 years mark an overall decrease of 25% from the total on-duty deaths recorded in the 1980s by the National Law Enforcement Memorial Fund. Thank God. Americans own 2.5 television sets and 1.2 fridges per household. 68% of Americans use a smartphone. The average adult owns 1.2 computers. Americans don't have enough stuff yet. The National Retail Federation projects a 4.1% increase in consumer spending over the holidays. For the 4-day Black Friday event, They're looking at 137.4 million Americans shopping online or in stores versus 136 million last year. Remember this biblical admonition from 1 Timothy 6:6. Godliness with contentment is great gain. In everything, give thanks. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this blessed Friday, as Christians are choosing to turn Black Friday into a time of blessing instead, ministering to those who are less fortunate than ourselves. November 25th in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.